Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated chances of rain showers. Otherwise, we're going to see increasing clouds, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of sprinkles early, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, isolated chances of snow showers late in the lower 30s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow. Right now, it's 34.
The State Bank at Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. It's election day for the midterm all across this great nation of ours. And here in Kansas, voters will decide whether to return to the conservative tax-cutting and budget policies that critics labeled a failure by electing Governor Kris Kobach, a strong ally of President Donald Trump. Kobach faces Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly and Independent Greg Orman in today's election. Democrats are hoping to flip two U.S. House seats in eastern Kansas. At the end of this school year, the Hayes School District will have the task of finding a new leader. KWCH-TV reports that John Thiessen, who's been with the district for 3 years, handed down his resignation. He says he's moving to eastern Kansas to be closer to family. Thiessen is battling cancer, and he says the fight opened his eyes to what's most important. The superintendent's resignation takes effect at the end of the school year. Mid-America Network News.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Authorities in northern Kansas say they have taken a 45-year-old man into custody after an active shooter incident. Phillips County deputies were called around 4 o'clock yesterday morning to a domestic dispute in the town of Logan. Shots were fired inside and outside a home before deputies arrived on scene. The victim was able to exit the home without injury. 45-year-old Troy Kitsky was taken into custody without incident around 8:30 yesterday morning. He was booked into jail for domestic battery, aggravated assault, criminal threat, an unlawful discharge of a firearm. Washburn University in Topeka says it's committed to providing most of its energy from a Westar wind farm in the future. Washburn and Westar Energy announced they have signed a 20-year agreement for wind energy produced by a new wind farm. Under the agreement, the university will buy 4 megawatts of energy from a 300-megawatt wind farm that Westar will build in Nemaha County in northeastern Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Voters of Nebraska deciding today whether to expand Medicaid under the federal health care law, a proposal that would extend coverage to thousands of low-income residents but create additional costs for lawmakers in next year's session. Also on the ballot today, a decision in races for the U.S. Senate and House, governor, and makeup of the state legislature. The Associated Press reports that Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts enters Election Day with substantial advantage advantages over his Democratic challenger, State Senator Bob Crist, who is hoping to unseat the first-term Republican. Republicans typically are favored in Nebraska, given the GOP's large voter registration edge. And Ricketts has reason to be optimistic, with a 5-to-1 spending advantage and a series of television ads that touted his efforts to promote business locally and abroad. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha County Commissioners' meetings last Monday consisted of mostly routine business. Pleat County Commissioners' minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. Tuesday is Election Day. The general election is Tuesday, with polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Relatively few local races. A number of statewide races, including Kansas governor, will be on the ballot. In Marshall County, Steve Boyd challenges Barb Kiekhafer for District 1 County Commissioner, filling the seat of Bob Connell, who did not run for re-election. Also in Marshall County, on the statewide level, Helen Law Police will challenge Roger Marshall for the U.S. House 1st District. Paul Davis will challenge Steve Watkins for the U.S. House 2nd District. Bill Panbacker is unopposed for the Kansas House 106th District. That includes Marshall and Washington County. Local races in Washington County include Scott Zebatrisky running unopposed for District 1 County Commissioner, as Tim Mueller is not running for re-election. Danae Gentleman is unopposed for County Treasurer. She has served as County Treasurer since filling the post vacated by Christy Metz, who resigned earlier. Again, polling locations will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. We'll begin election coverage in the 8 o'clock hour, updates twice each hour on KNDY Tuesday evening. Southeast Nebraska voters will select a candidate for the Nebraska Legislature, District 30. On the nonpartisan ballot, Myron Dorn faces Don Shuler. Candidates for Diller Odell School Board, Tony Landenberger, Ethan Thorpe, Adam Engelman, and Angie Clifford. Contested race for the mayor of Blue Springs, candidates are Lonnie Meyer and Carol Hughes. And a sales tax question in Beatrice would impose a 0.5% sales tax toward construction of a new fire hall. The city of Marysville advises residents they will be turning water valves off in the neighborhood on May Street from North 11th to North 16th, North 11th from North Street to Jenkins on Tuesday beginning around 9 a.m. This may affect your service for several hours. Please make arrangements for some drinking water. The areas affected on May Street from North 11th to North 16th and North 11th Street from North Street to Jenkins Tuesday morning beginning around 9 a.m. Eileen H. Payshaw, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eileen Payshaw. Richard A. Bailey, age 79, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Richard Bailey. Joyce R. Jenkins, age 70, of Wymore, passed away November 1st. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Interment in the Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until Rosary at 7. Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Joyce Jenkins. Willie E. Armstrong, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Willie Armstrong. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, seasoned rice, a wheat roll, California blend, apricots, and a no-bake cookie. Tomorrow runs a casserole, a muffin, garden blend, and fruited jello. Check out the school and community calendar. Marysville Kiwanis Pancake Day today. Marysville Junior High wrestlers at Wamega this afternoon. It's Election Day. Polls open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Kansas, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Nebraska.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Kiwanis Club Annual Pancake Day is Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th, serving 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Hello, I am Bill Panbacker, a Republican candidate for the Kansas House of Representatives in the 106th District, which includes Marshall, Washington, Republican, part of Jewell Counties. I am a veterinarian by training and have worked as a farmer stockman on our family farm near Washington for the last 38 years. Like many of you, I have taken a turn on various activities that make rural communities work. I would appreciate your consideration on November 6th, paid for by Bill Panbacker for the 106th Merle Hattachek Fraser.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system making its way across the upper parts and eastern parts of the Midwest, bringing some rain showers across parts of Minnesota into Wisconsin, Michigan, as well as some snow showers across the high plains. We do have a cold front extending into the central parts of the Midwest. Some areas could see some cloud cover as well as some spotty rain showers as we head into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow for more precipitation chances as we head into Thursday. So looking at the forecast for today, it looks like we're going to see increasing clouds, chance for some rain showers, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, maybe some sprinkles early, otherwise partly cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest. For tomorrow, sunny, cooler, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers late, low of 30. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow, cooler at 36 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early November 60, record high on this date 82 in 1924. The average low 38, record low was 17 in 1959. Sunset this evening 5:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. Sunshine 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of November. It's Election Day. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's open house time at Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville on Tuesday, November 6th from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The fall open house is a chance to enroll, get assistance with financial aid, tour the facility, win door prizes, and get a look at the various technical programs. Start at Highland Community College and go anywhere. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu.
The Nuggets and Warriors are streaking. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Jamal Murray was golden for Denver Monday night, scoring 48 in a win over the Celtics.
Murray, nasty step back, and he throws it from the elbow. And sometimes it's just your night.
On WBZ-FM, Denver won its fifth in a row, 115-107, to improve to 9-1 on the campaign. The Warriors, meanwhile, got 27 from Klay Thompson against the Grizzlies.
Pass to Klay Thompson. Good catch. He'll just shoot it. It's up and good. A play tray from the near sideline.
On KGMZ, 117-101, your final, as Golden State wins their eighth straight game. Draymond Green had to exit with a foot injury. X-rays, negative. And on Monday Night Football, the Titans kept themselves in the playoff picture, downing the Cowboys.
Mariota going to screen it right side. Lewis got room to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Titans!
On WGFX-FM, Mariota tossed two touchdowns and Tennessee won 28-14. Back to the hardboard courts of the NBA, Zach LaVine scored a career-high 41 as he led the Chicago Bulls past the Knicks in double overtime.
LaVine dribbled, drive, turns baseline, left to the cup, layup, got it! Zach LaVine off the window!
On WSCR, LaVine made a free throw with less than a second left in the second OT to give Chicago a 116-115 victory. To the NHL, the Bruins came back to grab an overtime win from the Stars.
Krejci right of the net, Marchand shoots, he scores! scores!
On WBZ-FM, Brad Marchand with the game winner, 2-1 your final. Uncertainty in the future for American gymnastics.
Challenges facing USA Gymnastics are more than what the organization is capable of overcoming. That's the opinion of the U.S. Olympic Committee, announcing it's begun the process of revoking USA Gymnastics' status as the national governing body for the sport. USA Gymnastics has struggled to reorganize after former Dr. Larry Nassar was convicted of sexually assaulting young athletes, including gymnasts.
ABC's Brian Clark. This is Rich Cantu.
Kansas Jayhawks open regular season play with Michigan State. Tip-off at 6, live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. California Democratic Senators Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris asking Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to give extra compensation to farmers who'd been hurt by trade disputes. The legislators, citing a USDA study estimating 2018 farm income dropping by $9.8 billion from the 2017 income levels, the senators wrote a letter to the secretary saying that California relies on export markets for many agricultural goods, including many specialty crops that are grown almost exclusively in their state. The same goods now face steep tariffs and farmers are experiencing severe losses. They say USDA assistance to farmers does not make up for the drastic losses that farmers face due to retaliatory tariffs imposed by some of America's most important trading partners like China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. As a more specific example, they cite a University of Cal Davis study that says the total losses for pistachio farmers due to the trade action, $384 million. But USDA has only announced $85.2 million for pistachio purchases as part of the trade assistance program helping farmers. Bayer says it's focused on defending Monsanto weed killer containing glyphosate from lawsuits over claims that the products cause cancer. Bayer CEO Warner Baumann said they might settle those cases if the court costs become too high. Earlier this year, Bayer acquired Monsanto for $63 billion, and he said if they can settle nuisances at some point where the defense costs become significantly higher than potential settlement amounts, they will do, of course, consider it from an economic standpoint. A report out says that was the response to a question whether or not Bayer might consider settling in certain scenarios. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, a lot of excitement about the proposed talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. President Trump's National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow, however, contradicted an earlier report that Trump had asked officials to draw up terms of a China trade deal after a phone call with China's president. But Larry Kudlow added in an interview on television, the end-of-the-month sit-down at the G20 summit in Argentina is definitely on and will include trade talks. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson.
It's a good indication that they say they're going to have it. They might say it's on the schedule. It's on the program for the meetings down there in Argentina. We can't know, of course, until it happens.
However, Salmonson says it would be more encouraging to see preliminary lower-level meetings to hammer out some of the issues ahead of time.
I had no idea the extent any of that is happening yet. I haven't really seen anything publicly about that or any announcements. So that's what I think I'll be watching closely for in the run-up to this, what kind of preliminary work is being done.
Economic Director Kudlow says he's not seen any new offer from China, and Trump, quote, could pull the trigger on additional tariffs on Chinese imports, depending on how the talks go. Salmonson says the pressure is on Chinese and U.S. officials from agriculture here to resolve the damaging tariff dispute that severely hurt United States soybeans, pork, and other United States sales to China and return to normal trade. In other news, the USDA's Inspector General will investigate the proposed movement of two USDA agencies outside of Washington, D.C. The investigation will look into whether USDA followed proper procedures when deciding to move the agencies. Earlier in the year, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a plan that would move the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture outside of Washington, D.C. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time for the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Kansas Star Event Center just off of I-35 in Mulvane. Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. See the latest in ag technology. free admission, free parking, and register to win a Louisiana LG 1100 wood pellet grill from Wichita Tractor.
Woo-hoo!
Tractors, sprayers, livestock equipment, ATVs, and UTVs. If you use it on the farm, you'll see it at the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Kansas Star Event Center in Mulvane. Visit TradeExpos.com for more information.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at AARP.org/Fraud Watch Network. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. We've got a new president in Brazil. Let's talk about him and how he might impact American agriculture after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Brazil elected a new president recently, and right away, the people who keep an eye on American agriculture and trade to foreign countries started speculating about just how this new president might impact American agriculture and American trade. President Bolsonaro is said to be pro-ethanol. He's also said to be anti-China, at least in terms of China investing too much in Brazil. Joe Camp is an analyst with AgriVisor and talks about the new president.
We talk first about ethanol, a new program called BioRenovo, and that should be akin something similar to our RFS policy here in the United States. So the Brazilians will look to set blending mandates for renewable fuels. We'll keep that in mind when we know that Brazil is such a huge customer of U.S. ethanol exports. How will that impact our market going forward? And then the other side of it is the stance on China. President Bolsonaro, incoming into Brazil, has said, you know, China, they can buy in Brazil, but we don't want them to buy Brazil. And so they'll continue to have a strong relationship, we believe, with the Chinese, work together on projects like infrastructure that'll help Brazilian farmers in the interior bring grain to ports so that they can more efficiently ship that grain to China. But at the end of the day, Brazil could potentially be a supporter of the U.S. and line up, along with other countries, to stand up against China and fight what are perceived and alleged to be some of these trade improprieties.
And how are we doing in trying to get this whole thing resolved with China? There was a report last week that our president and its president had a conversation that apparently went well. Are we getting close to wrapping this up and getting the tariffs removed?
If we are making progress with the Chinese, it's because we have already made progress with other countries. If we talk about the South Korean trade deal, the new NAFTA framework with Canada and Mexico, what we're doing is, again, aligning countries to stand behind us and to say we are going to bring to China a unified front to air our grievances that aren't just particular to the U.S., but to the rest of the world with, you know, again, those allegations of intellectual property theft, of really controlled investments, of over-subsidy relative to WTO. Guidelines. We need a coalition. We can't go it alone. And so to work on these other trade deals, again, progress already on South Korea, on NAFTA, talks starting up with Japan and with the European Union as well. That's a good thing.
Joe Camp of AgriVisor, back after this.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for David and Susan Lobby. Saturday, November 10th, sale begins at 10:30 southwest of Centralia. If you're looking for well-cared for and clean items, be sure to attend this auction. Most bigger items have been shedded. Selling a 1987 S10 Chevy Blazer, 35,000 actual miles, it's 4x4, 68-1600 Lodestar, straight truck, 62,000 miles with a 16-foot bed and hoist, 2001 Ford Ranger XLT extended cab pickup, Yamaha Kodiak 400 4x4 four-wheeler, 2010 New Holland front wheel assist diesel tractor, 1980 International 986 diesel tractor, International Farm All 706 gas tractor, John Deere 820 diesel tractor, a 1943 H Farmall tractor, International 1460 axial flow combine, 18-foot flex header, a four-wheel header trailer, haying equipment and other machinery, some hay, shop tools, and miscellaneous, plus livestock equipment. This retirement farm machinery auction for David and Susan Lobby, Saturday, November 10th, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Centralia, 2 miles west, then 5 miles south, all on the Blacktop Road to 16th Road, then a mile west and a half mile south. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale. For information and the sale bill, go to Manhattan Livestock, Klein Realty and Auction, for details.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. Sunshine this morning, 34 degrees. Middle to upper 40s on tap. Cooler highs today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas coach Bill Self eager for the attention facing his program to shift from the court system to the basketball court. The program was mentioned prominently during the FBI's investigation into college basketball corruption at a recent trial in New York. The nation's number one team preparing for its season opener tonight against number 10 Michigan State as part of the Champions Classic. Tip-off set for 6 o'clock tonight from Indiana. While we're talking KU, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long admitted the challenge facing him in choosing his next football coach is a daunting one. The new coach will be inheriting a program that hasn't had a winning season in a decade and one that faces significant shortcomings in everything from facilities to resources, not to mention a profound sense of fan apathy. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmidinc.com.
Seniors Barry Brown Jr. and Dean Wade were among 50 players selected to the watch list for the Citizen Naismith Trophy Player of the Year, announced by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club yesterday. K-State was among 10 schools nationally to have at least two players on the 50-man watch list. Wade, a 6'10", 228-pound forward from St. John, coming off a stellar season. And Brown, a 6'3", 195-pound, 3-year letterman from St. Petersburg, Florida, enjoyed a career-best season as a junior last year. Kansas State will open its round ball season this Friday night as they'll square off with the Kennesaw State Owls. Tip-off time in that game is set for 7 o'clock. Round ball action tonight has the KU Jayhawks with the Michigan State Spartans and Wichita State taking on the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs. That game tipping off at 7 o'clock this evening. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawks open regular season play with Michigan State. Tip off at 6, live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5. Friday night football action, sectional playoffs. Marysville entertains Galena. Kickoff at 5, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. 8-man Division II, Hanover entertains St. Paul. Kickoff at 6, live on FM 95.5. We'll join Axtell hosting Waverly, kickoff at 7, in progress on FM 95.5. Centralia entertains Olpe, kickoff at 7.
Voters go to the polls in most states for midterm elections today. We will try to get you there with a smile with some help from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers.
And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 6th, the 310th day of the year. Actress Sally Field celebrates a birthday, and Abraham Lincoln was elected president on this day in 1860. Do you wonder if we are becoming more cynical about the democratic process? Truth is, everyone from Ben Franklin to Mark Twain have joked about its shortcomings. Winston Churchill is famously quoted as saying, "Democracy is the worst form of government ever tried, except for all the others." We always want the best man to win an election, says Will Rogers. Unfortunately, he never runs. Bob Orban wondered if the only reason we have elections is to find out if the polls were right. And Henry Cate warned, the problem with political jokes is they get elected. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
KNDY.